is Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
So today is the first day of March, people.
So we're what, 20, 21 days away from spring?
Yes. And when it's March, there are certain things that you look forward to. One, daylight savings time.
Yes, I like the sun.
We spring forward, don't we? So don't we lose an hour?
March 10th. It's daylight savings time.
But we get more sun, so who cares?
I like that, but I don't. I need that hour. It's precious.
I don't know. I'm with you on the sun. I love the sun. The Oscars. I'm not a big fan, but I think, isn't Jimmy Kimmel hosting again this
year? Yes, and he always does a good job.
Well, how about this? I know, Terry, you look forward to it. So do I. March Madness.
Yes, so fun to watch.
Opening day is March 28th this year for baseball. And for moviegoers, and I'm not a big fan of the movie. I remember when it came out years ago. Is Dune such a thing for the younger kids now?
It's gigantic. It's already, today, Dune Part 2 hits theaters.
So I fall asleep.
It's Timothée Chalamet. Who needs to break up with Kylie Jenner? Because I don't like her. But that's okay.
I feel like all of the young actors in Dune 2 are really popping right now.
Yes.
It's like
the
young Hollywood movie.
I mean, Zendaya, Florence Pugh.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying that this is... For once in a long time, box office is going to be crazy this weekend.
It is. It's going to be huge. The first one, was nominated for a bunch of Oscars, and I'm sorry, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Get it. And I remember when the first one came out years ago in the 80s, it was a huge flop, but it's based on like a gigantic best-selling book. And so I know there's fans of it and it's science fiction, but when I watched it, I was like, this is boring. It's people in the desert with weird things shoved up their nose.
Now, when we had Shaggy and Sting, wasn't Sting a part of the first Dune
movie? He was
movie?
In the original Dune, yes.
That was like, you said in the 80s?
It was the 80s that it came out, and it flopped big time. But this one has been very successful.
Are your kids into it?
They are, actually. Yeah.
Looking forward to
Again, I don't get it. Timothée Chalamet, you're just playing in the desert.
So I was telling Teresa earlier, and you, Tara, that it feels like this week has just flown by.
Yeah.
It's like Friday. I think we're all super tired. Teresa's got that graspy, I have a cold, but yet I sound hot voice
sexy.
Today.
I was going to say, I thought it was my sexy voice.
It is.
Don't you want me to like you're asleep and I come over and I just, Rocket, wake up.
No, because your voice sounds deeper than mine right now.
Rocket, wake up.
But we did make it to the weekend, and I want to know, you can start texting in, KC. Why are you ready for this weekend? What do you have planned? 816-476-7093. I plan to relax, and I'm super excited about watching Caitlin Clark play her last game at Iowa this week in Iowa this weekend.
That's cool. I guess I got to give a little plug out to my son's college, KCK Community College. They're doing Mousetrap. It's a play. He's doing lights. He's not in it, but I still have to go because he wants me to be there. So anyone else who likes plays, go see it.
What about you, Tara?
I actually have a lunch today with a newborn baby, and I'm really excited to see how my daughter reacts to that newborn baby because we're going to have our own in the house very shortly.
It'll be very shortly.
What if she doesn't react well?
It's really a 50-50 situation. I told you a little bit this morning that I've been trying to get her to feel the kicks lately. They've come later in this pregnancy because I've got a weird placenta. That's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
but when I do feel a kick, I try to get my daughter to feel it, and she goes, yuck, Mom.
Yuck.
Like she's grossed out by it. I'm like, come on, your little sister.
Does she understand what's about to happen?
She knows there's a baby in mommy's tummy, but I don't know if she understands that, it's going to join us at some point and hang out with us.
And she's going to need a lot of attention.
Yeah. When she got to go to a sonogram with me, she was like, where's the baby? She thought that was the delivery process.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, honey, it's a lot more hardcore than this.
Wouldn't it be great if it was that easy?
Yes.
Does she have a baby doll of her own?
Yes.
I've heard of a lot of people saying that, when you feed the baby, she feeds her baby. And you kind of teach them like that.
You know what she likes more than her baby dolls, though?
What's
is
that?
She has, big and small versions of stuffed animals and will say, this is the mommy. This is the baby. And then she'll test the baby to make sure she's not sick with her doctor kit. And I'm like, that checks out still. You're going to be great.
That's super cool, actually. Any updates? I had some friends ask me yesterday at lunch, do you have any names picked out? I said, we haven't said anything on the air. So do you have a name yet?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Will you tell us or are you going to wait till the baby's born?
I'm not going to tell you, no.
I figured that.
Got him.
We'll know the day of the baby's birth?
I'll tell you one thing. Teresa already knows.
How does Teresa already know?
Because I'm smart, and now I know exactly what it is.
I think I remember eavesdropping on a conversation, and you said the name.
You're right.
Rockina.
Yeah. Rockina Rocket Logan, my dog.
All right, so why are you ready for the weekend, Kansas City? Start texting in. Our phone number is the same as the text line, 816-476-7093. What are you doing? Why are you so excited about this weekend, the first weekend in March? Let's take a break, and when we come back...
For the first time in a long time, you guys, we got some Vanderpump Rules updates, lots of drama going on, and also why Oprah is causing one company's stock to crash.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. All right, so people are talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce all the time. I saw this article, and I thought it was really kind of cool, and I think it's true. It was Entertainment Weekly. We're talking about Travis Kelce, the man he was before he met Taylor Swift, and that now that he's with Taylor Swift, he's a different man. Don't you think that happens to every guy that finds the right woman?
Well, I think in a lot of relationships, you sort of change and mature in whatever way. But Rocket,
yeah.
I also read a very interesting story about Taylor Swift.
Let's hear it.
According to one of the Chiefs coaches, we're not talking Andy Reid, like one of the side guys, mm-hmm. Taylor was going to the games before saw the picture
saw
of
that.
Her September 24th. She was just blending in with the crowd. This is the info that I like to hear.
Yeah, that just came out, I think, like yesterday or the day before. I'm like, who knew?
All the little stories about how she was like making little treats for the
yes.
team. I just love that stuff. It's so fun.
And I think in the same one, is that the same coach that was like, she's great for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And great for Kansas City.
You know what I like about that stuff? It gives me little butterflies. It gives me a little giddy feeling like I've been proposed to. And really, nothing's happening to me. I'm just excited she was at the Chiefs games before we knew.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know if my husband changed when we met.
So,
his life got better.
You ever feel like you thought they would change, and then it's like, wait, you can't change people?
Here we are, 27 years later. All right, so I'm excited that I can finally join the conversation about this relationship, because for a long time, you two would get in here and be like little girls talking about Vanderpump Rules, and I didn't watch it, so I had to binge it and catch up. And so now I know all about Raquel, or Rachel, I guess, as she wants to be known now, suing her former Vanderpump Rules castmates, Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox, seeking damages and relief for eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and infliction of emotional distress.
I don't understand why Ariana is being pulled into that. Tom's the one that screen recorded their personal interaction on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Ariana was really mean to her at the reunion, but also, who wouldn't be in that situation?
I was talking to Teresa Tara about this because I'm at the point after the last season, the new one's out now, they're like irrelevant to me. It's like they haven't broaden their lives or anything else around them.
They're kind of just a bunch of immature jerks.
Yes, and now they're mid-30s, and they're like, they've done nothing.
But now, because of you two, I'm invested, and you know how I am. When I start a show, I have to see it through, so now I have to watch this stupid show as long as it's on.
I mean, it's like, let's have a birthday party. Tommy doesn't... It's going nowhere.
I feel like last season with the scandal, I just went so hard, and I was so invested in everything that now I'm just over it, and I see little social media updates about what's going on with them, but I haven't been watching. I don't care too so far.
What about the news that Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor are separating?
I would say not surprising, because he can be the worst.
He's a jerk.
Yes, definitely.
Seriously.
But
they
have a son.
Yeah, they do. They have The Valley coming out too, a show about kind of like all the cast-offs that still are in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's gonna be awkward for them to promote. Like, here's some shots of us living our happy married life. Meanwhile, you all know we're separated.
Don't they also have a podcast together?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It's all going to be awkward. That's why me and my husband aren't in business together, in case anything goes south. Just kidding. It's because we don't. See ya.
We just don't. Oprah Winfrey stepping down from her role at Weight Watchers after serving on the board for 9 years. She also pledged to donate her financial stake in the company to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Since the announcement overnight, the stock of Weight Watchers has dropped 25%.
That's a big loss in one day.
Yeah, it is. Lots of music news today. Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood releasing a docu-series called Friends in Low Places about the building of their new Nashville bar. It hits Prime Video on March 7th. Justin Timberlake teasing another NSYNC collab on his upcoming album, Everything I Thought I Was, which comes out March 15th, and Shakira revealing collaborations with Cardi B and Tiesto for her upcoming album, which drops on March 22nd. If you're a fan of The Sopranos, you could own the booth from the New Jersey restaurant featured in the finale. It's up on eBay, and as of last night, the bidding was up to $50,000. And we talked about this a little earlier in theaters today, Dune Part 2. Just a few little names in this movie. Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Josh Brolin, Austin Butler, Florence Pugh, Dave Bautista, Christopher Walken, and Javier Bardem.
I feel like I have to watch just because of all the actors.
To me, look, I get it. There's a fan base for it. I'm that guy in any type of movie like that, or like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, I fall asleep.
I don't think it's on the same
category. Well, I think it is.
I mean, it's sci-fi.
It's definitely sci-fi. The music, everything. I think that's the type of movie I'm talking about.
Yeah. The scenery, do you get confused with Mad Max?
No, I just get sleepy.
Yeah, to me, it's like the same.
Yeah, and they have things shoved in their nose and bright blue eyes. It's very distracting. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back?
Today is a very special day where you're supposed to get rid of all of your electronics and focus on your family. I'll let you know more.
Agora Hills, Doja Cat. Good morning. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. I was looking at pictures of Agora Hills thinking, you know what? It's beautiful. I'm super excited. I think I'm going to retire there. But my lawsuit came through yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was with Adidas.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't what I was expecting. It was a whopping 4 cents.
Wow. Looks like you made it.
I mean, seriously, it's like at some point when you get that kind of cash, do you even cash a 4 cent check?
It costs more money for them to mail you a check.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Obviously, you cash the 4 cents.
I've been in this lawsuit with Adidas, and I don't even know how I got into it. It's been like 2 years now, and then I finally got my final notice. 4 cents, I could claim.
Are we sure it's legit? Are they just wanting you to click here and give us your bank account information so we can direct deposit?
Well, I did that a long time ago. I gave them my information and everything.
Oh, and they sent it to that prince in South Africa?
But isn't it weird to think about these frivolous lawsuits?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 4 cents.
I'll take 4 cents.
Would you really?
One time when I was in grade school, I'm glad you brought this up, I went to the pool with my cousin, and she got change from the concession stand and put the change in the trash.
What?
Put the change in the trash?
I was disgusted. I said, you don't understand the value of a dollar, and I'm out of here. Obviously, we were fine right after that, but I hated that she did that.
Now, there is one thing I can kind of relate to that. I cannot stand to touch change. I just can't. I just something about me. Ever since the pandemic, I was that way before, but not like now after the pandemic.
I do struggle sometimes with just a lone penny. If it's, you know, silver change, I'm going to keep it and put it in my change jar. But sometimes you get a little old rusty penny and you're like, I'm just going to flick that one across the room.
Yeah. But then it's good luck for someone else.
Well, yeah.
It's not in the trash.
Like when I was younger, or Jen was younger, I would always get the change in and she had a big bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember just filling it up for her. And then probably like once every couple months, we would go to the grocery store and, you know, they have those change machines mm-hmm. there. And she would get like $75 and we'd go to Toys R Us.
Back in my day, Rocket, I had to roll that change by hand. It was an all-day job. And I remember going to the bank and I got $27 and it only took me 2 days to roll it off.
Nice.
All right, going to be nice today, high in the mid-50s. By Sunday, we're going to be up again to where it was. I'm so glad. I mean, the cold weather, I was done with that.
I am ready for it.
All right, coming up after the Chainsmokers.
Trending topics, why you need to throw out that Chick-fil-A sauce that you've been hoarding in your fridge.
We made it. It's the weekend. It's the first day of March. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. High today of around 56.
Authorities are investigating yesterday's fatal shootings of Independence Police Officer 35-year-old Cody Allen and Jackson County Civil Process Server 41-year-old Drexel Mack. Two other officers were hit as well, but are expected to recover. Last night, they had a candlelight vigil outside mm-hmm. of the Independence Police headquarters in their honor. Chick-fil-A they are telling you that you might want to throw out some of your sauce. You know how you go to the restaurant and you order, I go to McDonald's and I love their sweet and sour sauce, and I'll hoard it and put it in my fridge, or like, mm-hmm. Taco Bell sauce. I'll take home the leftover and put it in my fridge. So if you like the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A and you collect it, you need to throw it out. If you got it between February 14th and February 27th because of allergy concerns.
Really?
Interesting.
I don't think I've ever used the Polynesian sauce.
You know, I haven't either. I'm not really big on sauces, but the one I do remember, and it's probably because of you, people like you, Teresa, that they got rid of the green sauce at Taco Bell.
Well,
remember the green packets?
They got rid of it?
Yeah, they don't have the green packets anymore in the restaurants.
I guess I don't order it very often because I'm not, I didn't even realize. So
I love your green sauce.
There is a restaurant, we don't have them here. It's called Del Taco, and I always get a green burrito because I like the green sauce. Today is the National Day of Unplugging, a day to encourage us to disconnect from technology for 24 hours and engage in real world activities that promote mindfulness, connection, and well-being. But some of us can't unplug because of our jobs. And researchers talked to workers who have to have virtual meetings and found that the average American is able to handle a meeting for 26 minutes without falling asleep. But then it goes downhill really fast. By 27 minutes, we are completely zoned out.
I don't understand why they had this day on a weekday. I mean, obviously in our job, we're using the internet. We're literally plugged into the
Pretty
world.
Pretty much everybody is, yeah.
But in any job, that's the case.
Right.
And I know people work on the weekends too, but at least there'd be less.
It's actually always the first Friday in March. So
that
it's
is
always
weird.
A Friday. Maybe it's to sort of kick off the weekend. Like, you know what? Let's have a family night and do things without our TVs, without our phones.
That's nice. That's a nice way to think
maybe.
Of it.
And then tomorrow is Dr. Seuss Day, the day that encourages you to read books. Go out there, read a book to somebody.
Rocket's like,
I think
what
I'll
is
pass
that?
On that.
His face was like, what?
There's no pictures in this book.
That's what's trending on Mix.
It's all about the music. Lose control. Teddy Swims. Now, Trisha geeks out when she hears
that
the song.
That song just moves my soul. And I lose control.
Wow. I see what she did there.
Good morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Trisha show. Another topic. You can join our show at 816-476-7093. Because I have a feeling I'm going to get picked on in this one.
Well, it's just interesting. And everyone has, you know, it's subjective. Everyone has their own tastes. But Rocket, it seems like anything that is very popular that we suggest to Rocket, he doesn't like. For example, over the holidays, we said, Rocket, I can't believe you've never seen the movie Love Actually. It is such a great movie. He watched all of 30 seconds and said, I got bored and turned it off.
Yeah.
He was eating chips yesterday. He had something that was salt and vinegar. And I said, oh, Rocket, you've never had salt and vinegar chips? And he's like, that's a thing? He went and bought it. And today, he said, it's disgusting. In fact, he gave them to me, so thank you.
He said
he doesn't like them.
It reminds him of a sour candy, which is just outrageous. That's not what they taste like.
No, because I had sea salt. I got it on accident yesterday on the, you know, the popcorn things you turn me on to?
Yeah.
Love that stuff. And sea salt was good. I was like, great. So I thought, Teresa said this vinegar and salt.
Salt and vinegar chips.
Okay.
And I like literally almost threw up.
So what you're talking about that I turned you on to was popcorners.
Yes.
You can't go from those to real chips and expect them to be the same.
Rocket can. That's how he rolls. It just got us thinking about things that are very popular that most people enjoy that you hate. Like, Tara, you said you don't like buffalo sauce.
Yeah, and it makes me feel very left out.
You should feel left out.
When people get really excited about buffalo sauce or they're like, you got to try this new recipe. It's so good. Mix your chicken with ranch and buffalo sauce. And I'm just like, bleh. Like, I want to like the buffalo sauce.
You just don't.
But I don't.
So 816-476-7093, call and text. Things that, you know, that everybody likes that you don't. Here's one example for a dessert. Everybody loves tiramisu but me.
I don't love it, but I'll eat it.
You will?
Yeah. See,
I just can't.
I don't hate it.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, Rocket, I'm with you. Salt and vinegar, absolutely not.
It's just disgusting.
The one that everybody eats that I, and I'm going to try to say without gagging, because anytime they say they make it for dinner, I gag. Chili.
You don't like any kind of chili?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
No, cannot do it. Will not eat it. I don't even eat lasagna. Like, absolutely not.
What?
See,
will
I don't
not
eat,
do it.
I don't eat lasagna.
But everybody picks on me. They're like, you're so weird. I'm like, I don't like it.
Now, let me ask you this question about chili. Would you try this? Because I had lunch at Cascone's yesterday, and they have it's what's called chili red, where it's chili on top of and then over spaghetti with pickles.
I used to eat that. Ooh, no pickles.
Oh, it's so good.
But I used to eat that at Bob's Big Boy.
I don't eat spaghetti either.
Okay.
Interesting. What's your favorite food, just out of curiosity?
I mean, I like anything with chicken.
Chicken? Okay.
Yeah. Like chicken nugget, chicken
like
strips.
The only bean I'll eat is a green bean.
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you.
You're missing out on so many other beans.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Cream cheese.
Oh, I'm with you, dude. I cannot eat cream cheese. No.
Oh, cream cheese is delightful.
It's okay if you're using it for texture and you got enough sugar mixed into it to where you don't get the cheese taste of it. But, man, I
every time, and it's been that way ever since I was a kid.
That is funny. I have a saying with my dad and I. We both say, we would eat an old shoe if there was cream cheese on it.
Yes.
So good.
Cream cheese or sour cream.
Good morning, Mix.
I do like sour cream.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's Billy.
Hey, Billy, go ahead.
All right, so the worst thing ever is sweet potatoes or a sweet potato pie.
I'm with you, man. I do not eat sweet potatoes.
I like those, too.
Like a sweet potato french fry?
Yum.
Is delicious.
No.
My wife got my son hooked on that, and no.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I get a lot of crap for this. I don't like mashed potatoes.
What?
That's nuts as well.
That's an American treasure.
I like mashed potatoes, but I don't like gravy on mashed potatoes.
It's a texture thing for me.
I get it with texture. Thanks for calling, man. Aww. In case you're just now joining us, here's what we're talking about.
Things that the majority of people enjoy that you just find disgusting. You don't like it and don't get it.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
I actually don't like chocolate and mint together.
I don't either.
I'm with you on that one, too. I
think it's disgusting.
Yeah, when restaurants give you that little candy.
That little after-dinner mint. It's so good.
No,
that is exactly where it started. And my children and my husband think I'm absolutely nuts.
Oh, or like I go to Dairy Queen and get a mint blizzard with some M&Ms in it.
Okay, so
that's too much.
I don't like the mint.
The Girl Scout cookies, mint.
Yeah, thin mints.
None of those, but I will say at Olive Garden,
Thank you.
Post-dinner chocolate, delicious.
Minty? Yeah, it's kind of the same thing, yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Mayonnaise. Can't stand it.
Okay. We're fighting.
You love mayo, Rocket.
I was telling Tara this the other day. When I was a kid, I used to eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, Travis Kelce doesn't like it either.
I'm going, that's nasty. Oh, so,
you're like, oh, Rocket, you nasty.
You know, I will eat mayonnaise if it comes on something like at a restaurant, but I don't just choose it myself.
Like if you make a sandwich at home?
Yeah.
That's right. Go ahead.
It's funny you said you like a mayonnaise sandwich. When I was a kid, my mom always used to make us ketchup sandwiches.
Ooh.
That was one of the things, too. Kids eat ketchup sandwiches. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Me personally, I don't like licorice.
Oh, my gosh. I hate black licorice.
But do you like red licorice?
Just any licorice.
Any licorice.
I'm with you. 100%.
I agree with the black licorice.
Cannot eat licorice. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
I've got two.
Okay.
Watermelon and Spam.
Okay, Spam is amazing. I don't like watermelon.
I find watermelon delicious.
Watermelon.
To me, it's just
delicious.
It honestly just tastes like water. It has no taste to me at all.
I mean, Spam, it's got that jelly thing on it. All that jelly when you take a can of Spam. Ugh. Spam's disgusting.
I just have to block that out of my mind, because once you fry it, it's great.
Thanks. Good morning, Mix. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't like peanut butter.
Oh, I love
Outrageous.
Peanut butter. It brings me so much joy.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Peas. I cannot stand peas.
I can eat peas only one way, if it's in a chicken pot pie.
Mmm, that's good.
I like peas. I feel like that's a common one, though, for people to not like.
Yeah. That one doesn't seem unusual to me.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I do not like bacon.
Oh!
Oh, my God. If I could only have one meat for the rest of my life, it would be bacon.
Teresa loves it.
Ever since you were a little kid, or just as you got older, you just didn't like the taste?
Ever since I was a little kid, I love the smell of it. It's a texture and fat issue for me. I just don't like it. I have tried and tried.
Okay, now the thing about bacon, there's so many different types of bacon. I know what you're talking about with the texture, where it's just fat.
Yeah, when it's wiggly, it's gross.
That's the best part.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Gross. I like a crispy bacon.
Well, yeah, same.
Crispy, chewy, whatever. Just put it all in my mouth.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
I don't like hot dogs.
What?
In any way, shape, or form.
Is it because you know too much about them?
No. I went to the golf course with my grandparents when I was younger, and they would always ask me if I wanted a hot dog, and I would say no. I would like a salad.
Hmm.
I was probably 4 years old.
To me, it's like when you're a little kid, you eat hot dog with everything.
I mean, honestly,
macaroni,
she's not missing
cheese,
out. No one's going to argue that a hot dog is healthy, so.
Good morning, Mix.
So it's not me, but my daughter cannot stand bananas.
Oh, I love bananas,
man,
too.
Me too.
That would be tough to not like.
Mm. She literally will grab them, squish them between her hand, and throw them off the high chair.
I mean, we've all done that.
Oh, she's little.
She's assertive.
Yes, that's
she
hilarious.
She is little. She just turned one. But aww. She'll gag on them. She'll throw them off her high chair. And I'm like, this is the easiest food I can give you.
It's so delicious. Love it.
Easiest food I can give
that's
you.
That's why she doesn't like it. Kids don't want to make anything easy for us.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Hi. I hate pizza.
What?
Whoa, that's a first. Why?
I think it's the stringy cheese.
That is
it's
probably
so easy to choke on.
The most controversial answer we've had so far. Pizza?
I think so.
Any kind.
Interesting.
Thank you. Let's take one more call, then we need to take a break, and we'll come back with... I know you have tons on the text line, don't you? Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I can't stand raw onions or pico de gallo.
I love both.
I can understand that. I don't like raw onions either. But I'll eat an onion ring, and I will eat like when it's like grilled like onions and mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, like fajitas?
Yeah, but I don't like a raw onion at all.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for your calls. We're going to take a break when we come back. If you're just now joining us, here's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, Brockett got these salt and vinegar chips that Tara and I love, and he thinks they're gross, and it just got us talking about the things that the majority of people love that you hate.
Your text, your calls next. Hey there, Kansas City. Welcome to the first day of March. It's the Rocket and Tracy Show, going to warm up in the 50s. All right, so if you're just now joining us, here's what we've been talking about.
I'm enjoying this incredibly delicious bag of salt and vinegar potato chips because Rocket bought it and hates it. And Tara and I don't understand it because it's like our favorite chip. It's so yummy. And we started talking about things that the majority of people like that you hate.
We had one call, and bless her heart, she's got a baby. She's one. Her daughter's one. And she does not like bananas. She goes, this is the easiest thing I can feed you, but you don't like it.
Yeah, bananas would be hard not to like because I love bananas. On the text line, Peyton says, fish sticks. I can't stand them.
Oh, I love a good fish stick.
This person, Kirsten, says, I don't eat seafood. If it comes from the water, I'm not eating it.
I'm kind of the same. Like, if it's Long John Silver's or a fish stick, I will eat it. But I don't go to restaurants and order fresh stuff. And when we were in Mexico, some of our friends ordered octopus?
Yeah, I saw
that.
Like, to me, seafood, if you had to pick one dish of a seafood, like, what would you eat? Scallops, 100% for me.
I eat lobster. I'll eat shrimp. Like I said, Long John Silver's. Yeah.
That's a favorite. Long John Silver's is great. I had a full conversation with buddies at lunch earlier this week about Long John Silver's.
If it's breaded, it's better.
Yeah. This person on the text line says, I can't stand Oreos.
What?
That's pretty nuts.
Oh, the cookie that I couldn't eat, the dessert, Fig Newtons.
I do not like a Fig Newton.
There's something about it. It's just disgusting.
Gross.
Rich says, this is Rich from the Mexico trip. I don't like any fruits or vegetables. Don't eat them at all. Mariah says, I hate sushi.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
I won't eat the really gross raw stuff, but I'll eat like a California roll.
But it's cooked.
Just crab. Yeah, it's
but
different.
That's good. It's like eating an egg roll. That's not sushi.
I love sushi, and Mama is so ready to have this baby because you can't eat sushi when you're pregnant. I can't decide if it's going to be a Mr. Goodsense deli sandwich or sushi the minute I give birth, but we're going to have one of those in my mouth immediately. This says, my twin daughters, who are now 26, hate chocolate. They hated it then, and they still hate chocolate now.
My son is the same way, and I'm not going to say hate, but he definitely doesn't prefer it. Like, he never wanted an Easter bunny or any of those fun chocolate treats that most kids really enjoy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this different or odd? Because my daughter, the number one thing in my life, growing up and still today, she does not like pop.
None.
I think
that's normal.
I don't think it's unheard. I think you got lucky.
I mean, nice. I think the only thing that she would drink is, and I think they really changed it back, the orange drink at McDonald's.
Yeah, Orange Crush.
Whatever that is.
Fanta or Crush?
That's the only thing that she would drink. Other than that, it's just no, none. The fizz is what throws her off. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I hate potatoes.
Really?
I don't think I could live without a potato.
Any type of potato?
Yeah, I mean, to your point earlier, if it's really fried, then it just tastes like fried and doesn't taste like a potato anymore. So anything super fried, like McDonald's French fries, but other than that.
Aren't they trying to change potato like out of it being a vegetable or something?
I don't know.
I think so.
I'm going to say potato is my favorite carb.
Yeah, the Irish in me needs the potato.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't like toasted coconut or any type of coconut shavings. My mom's favorite cake growing up was German chocolate. And I would get like the last little sliver on the end that just had the chocolate and no coconut.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was a texture thing for me. Looking at coconut, it just looks, I don't know, something about it. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I do not like popcorn, peanut butter, or Twizzlers.
Twizzlers I can understand. Popcorn, peanut butter. Oh, that would make me sad to live without those things.
Yeah.
True, same.
I'm a huge popcorn.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, I had to give up popcorn like most teenagers when you had braces. Did you guys do that?
I did not.
I didn't give
I was
them
supposed
up.
To. Did not.
You didn't give it up?
Same. Guess what else I did? I chewed gum with my braces. What?
I didn't.
Rebel.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a weird one for you guys. I don't like plain water. I can't drink it.
So how do you get your water? Because you have to hydrate.
I use the meal flavor additives.
Mm, gotcha. You got to have a little flavor.
I've never heard of that before.
Huh. Wow, that would be really difficult to not be able to just drink plain water.
So can you taste the difference in water, like say from a tap to like say a bottled water?
Yeah, I can taste the difference. Like if I absolutely have to drink like plain water, I can, but I don't like the taste of it. It disgusts me.
So you can taste all the chemicals in water, can't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that freaked me out. Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you sharing.
Especially because that's something you have to have to live.
Good morning. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
I don't shun me for this, okay? I do not like barbecue.
I don't think that's unheard of.
I have to be in, like, a special mood. It has to be warm outside, and I have to have not had it for, like, a year.
I'm kind of with you. Like, if you serve it to me, I'll eat it. But if you say, hey, what do you want for dinner? I'm never going to say barbecue.
Barbecue is good, but it's just so heavy.
It would be hard to not like barbecue living in Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's take one more call. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I don't like peas or guac.
Okay, for the longest time, I told you peas and the chicken pot pie, but guac, I don't think I started liking guac until just a few years ago.
You're missing out on the guac. You need to learn to love it.
He's like, nope.
Just put it on a chip.
Thank you, buddy.
And just enjoy.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. All right, we need to take a break, and when we come back.
Trending topics, what Oprah did to make Weight Watchers stock drop overnight.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy March. It's a Rocket and Teresa show, and you're pretty excited about news or rumors about Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, so he's teasing another NSYNC collaboration in his upcoming album. The new album's called Everything I Thought I Was. It comes out on March 15th, but he posted just a random video on social media, and in the feed, someone said, blink or wink twice if you're doing a song with NSYNC. And then he did another video where he just simply pulled down his glasses and winked twice.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Selfish Justin Timberlake on Mix. Justin Timberlake. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Going to be a great day today. High of around 57.
All right. In trending topics this morning, authorities are investigating yesterday's fatal shootings of Independence police officer 35-year-old Cody Allen and Jackson County civil process server 41-year-old Drexel Mack. Two other officers were hit as well, but are expected to recover. An unidentified male suspect is in custody. A crowd gathered outside Independence police headquarters last night to honor the two public servants that passed away in the line of duty. Oprah Winfrey is stepping down from her role at Weight Watchers after serving on its board of directors for 9 years. She also pledged to donate her financial stake in the company to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Overnight after this announcement came down, Weight Watchers stock dropped 25%.
That's a big loss, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a compliment to her, though, that many people trust her that if she steps away, they should, too.
It is true.
Well, do you think people stepped away to try Ozempic? But
that's part of Weight Watchers.
But didn't you say that? Yeah, that's what Teresa was telling me. It's a part of it.
Yeah, all the stories that I'm seeing say that is part of the reason. And they said there's no animosity. There's nothing happening. She just is stepping away because she likes to be authentic. If you go to Weight Watchers, it says like something about Ozempic and semaglutide, like how they're all working together.
You know, it all sounds a little sketchy to me. I think what all these people should do is call 1-833-SLIM today or go to slim4life.com because Slim for Life is very straightforward.
What's a Breakfast Ninja Plug. I think I've heard all day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're home now.
Thank you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Good job. Yeah. Today is the National Day of Unplugging, a day to encourage us to disconnect from technology for 24 hours and engage in real-world activities that promote mindfulness, connection, and well-being. But if you think that's just a load of baloney, then you can go see Dune Part 2 because it's in theaters today. I know that's not being plugged in, but it's kind of the same thing. They don't want you watching screens.
This will be a box office hit, won't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The big one, the first one was huge. Now, remember, the first one came out during the pandemic, so it was in theaters and also on HBO Max. I believe this one is in theaters only for now.
Will Christian go watch this with you?
I don't, you know, he's so busy with college, we don't see things together anymore, but he'll go see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big movie buff. And it's, you know, all-star cast. Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler, so many big names. And then finally, a healthcare worker in Australia has posted a video that's gone viral about patients with silly names. All right, so listen to this carefully, you guys. If you saw this on a paper, how would you pronounce it?
Okay.
C V I-I-I-L-Y-N.
Wait. Civilian.
See, that's what the nurse said. So they went out and tried to find the patient, and it turns out her name is Caitlin. The V-I-I-I is the Roman numeral 8.
Stupid. Oh, okay.
So her name that's is Caitlin, dumb. Which is also stupid because there's no T. It would just be Caitlin.
No, because 8... there'd be a T.
All right, that sounds stupid.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Well,
her name is dumb, not you.
No, I feel dumb now, so no. I'm going to stop talking. That's what's trending on Mix.
Trisha feels dumb.
No.
Way to go, Tara.
No.
What's up, KC? What's up? What's up, KC? What's up? How's the city? Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
What are you doing this weekend, Kansas City? We want to hear from you. 816-476-7093. You can call or you can text. As always, we encourage, if you have a little kid in the car, there's nothing like putting kids on the radio to just to hear how happy they are and just how much they love life at such a young age. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. What are you doing? Oop, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for this weekend?
Hey, what's up with Billy again?
Hey.
Hey, we actually are going on a family vacation. Me, the kid.
You're cutting out, Billy. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. All right, so we are going on a family vacation. We are heading to Omaha for the weekend.
Oh, that's a great place.
That's a great little city.
The zoo there is so fun.
Have fun, Billy. Be safe. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
My little brother is coming home from college. He goes to school in Arizona, so he's finally coming home for spring break.
Amazing.
So, how old is he?
He's 19.
Oh, so you guys ready to go out, have fun, have dinners and things like that?
Yeah, he's like one of my best friends, so I'm really excited.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Isn't that crazy to think it's already time for spring break?
Yes.
Thank you. Have fun. What's your brother's name?
Oh,
she doesn't care to tell you, Rocky.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
It is my last weekend to prep for Comic-Con, and I have to finish my kids' big costumes. My husband and I are set, and we're just ready to go next weekend.
We're going to be there broadcasting live on Friday. You have to come by and see us.
Heck yeah, I will be there. I'll be Mystique.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. What are you going to do? The kids, what are they going to wear?
We are all doing 90s animated X-Men.
Oh, cute.
That'll
love
be
it.
Fun.
So, my husband's going to be Wolverine. I'm going to be Mystique, and then we have Cyclops, Jubilee, and Storm.
Fun.
All right, can't wait to meet you guys. Thank you for calling in. Enjoy your weekend. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend? Are you there?
Yeah.
Why are you ready for the weekend?
Because I'm going to have a play date with my friend Cora, and she might have a sleepover, and we're going to have a very good dinner.
Oh, what are you going to have for dinner?
We might have chocolate milk, and pizza,
yum.
And chocolate dipped strawberries.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. My name is Lincoln.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, and have a great sleepover.
That sounds like an amazing weekend.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, how sweet.
That's so great. It's like girl dinner. Pizza, chocolate milk, chocolate dipped strawberries.
Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready because I have a Pinewood Derby coming up.
That's so fun.
Have you designed your car?
Yeah, it's
supposed to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, great.
When's your race?
Tomorrow on the weekend.
Well, good luck to you. Call us back Monday and let us know how you did, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day, bud. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, it's me, Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. What are you doing this weekend?
First Saturday morning, I'm going to pick up my two best friends, and later I'm going to go to the quince.
Oh, fun.
Nice. What are your friends' names?
Emma and Clara.
Well, Arrow, you have fun, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, Arrow. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I'm ready for the week.
Go ahead.
I'm ready for the weekend because we're getting a new car.
Oh, do you get to drive it?
No.
Why?
Silly.
They should let you try to drive it.
My mom's going to drive it.
Oh, do you know what kind of car you're getting?
BMW.
Whoa.
Very nice.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Tell your mom congratulations on the car, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. My
heart. No, my mom's going to drive it. So cute.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I have a gymnastics meet, and my sister has a soccer game at Arrowhead. I get to play on the Arrowhead field.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. That is so incredible. What's the name of your team?
Pink Panthers.
Are you nervous at all to be at Arrowhead?
No, because I got to do it last year.
That's so fun. And that gymnastics meet will be fun, too.
Yes. What position do you play?
Usually either goalie or defense.
Are you excited to watch the KC Current?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. You have a great weekend. I love it when kids call. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I am so excited to eat pizza.
Woo! Pizza!
Pizza is my life.
What's your favorite pizza?
Cheese and pepperoni and black olives.
That's my favorite, too. Throw a little mushroom on there and you got it.
Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I bought a new Jeep.
Oh, fun.
And I am taking the top off for the first time.
I didn't understand.
You cut out, doing something for the first time.
Taking the top off my Jeep.
Oh, nice.
The weather's nice.
Well, enjoy the weather.
Don't forget you got to wave now to all the other Jeep owners. Get a little duck. Someone's going to duck you.
A little rubber ducky.
Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I don't have any plans for the weekend, but I do have a school performance on Tuesday.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to perform?
We're going to do this song for our parents.
Oh.
First grade and second grade.
That's sweet. Well, good luck. Let us know how it turns out, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just love little kids' performances. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Why are you ready for the weekend?
So I can practice soccer.
Nice. What team do you play for?
The Champions.
The Champions. Nice. Sounds good.
Good team name.
Thank you, man.
Can't help but win.
Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I'm excited to hang out with my friends.
Really? What are you going to do?
We're going to go see a movie together, and it's going to be so fun.
Are you going to see Dune?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest movie. Hey, enjoy. Call us back Monday. Let us know how it was, okay?
All right.
Take care, man. Enjoy time with your friends. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
I had to wait till I dropped the kids off at school to call this in because it's a surprise to them. But this weekend, we get to take them out to my in-law's place, and they're going to surprise them with each one of them got a new four-wheeler.
Wow. Can I be in your family?
Same.
I would like a four-wheeler.
First of all, they're all...
Where's mine?
They're all getting a four-wheeler. How many kids are getting a four-wheeler?
Three of them.
Wow.
That is very generous.
That's great.
That's going to be fun.
Take a lot of pictures.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Because I get to go to Yogurt Teeny with my dad.
Yum.
Oh, I love that. What's your daddy's name?
AJ.
AJ.
What's your favorite topping at Yogurt Teeny?
Probably the cherries or the cookie dough.
Yum. Good choices.
I'm into the cookie dough.
Thank you. Have fun with your daddy. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Hi.
Hi.
I get to see my mom and dad are going to be working a lot, and I get to hang out with my big sister.
Aw, sister time.
What's your sister's name?
Emery.
Well, you have fun with Emery, okay? Bye-bye. Let's take one more call. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Because I'm getting Piper Lynn this weekend.
That'll be great.
You guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you guys Monday, Tuesday, and Friday.
Can't wait.
Sounds great, buddy. Thanks for calling. You want to read a couple texts real quick?
Sure. We have people excited to see Drake this weekend. This person is going to Puerto Rico. Congrats to you, Leslie. This person is taking my daughter shopping and dinner for her birthday that was yesterday. She turned 16 or 4, depending on how you look at it. Leap day, baby.
Yes, I love it.
It says, love you, Skylin. And
that's a pretty name.
I know, it's beautiful. Rachel is headed to Nashville. Pam is excited to see Lori Morgan in concert in my hometown in Richmond, Missouri. What else do we have? Wedding weekend for Emily and Jean. And then finally, Jessica says, as an accounting intern, I'm excited I don't work Saturday during busy season.
There
good
you
for
go.
You.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we had a caller who's already preparing for Comic-Con.
Yep, and we've got a pair of tickets just for you with Family Feud.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday, the first day of March. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. I told you earlier we have the hottest ticket in town, and of course, that is to Comic-Con.
Yes, it is going to be so much fun. There's going to be appearances by Matthew Lillard, Henry Winkler, the cast of Boy Meets World, and so many more. Now, Comic-Con Kansas City starts a week from today, and it is 3 days long. So to help you remember, it's a 3-day event. I am looking for the number 3 answer on the board with Family Feud. Okay? Call now to play 816-476-7093. Let's go to the phones first.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Going once.
Hello.
This is Anna.
Anna, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Anna, looking for the number 3 answer on the board with Family Feud. Fill in the blank. Hold the what?
Hold the purse?
Nope.
Thanks. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Fries.
Nope.
Good
never
morning.
Hold the fries. Add the fries.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Line.
Nope, not hold the line. That's the number 5 answer on the board. Looking for number 3.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it hold the phone?
Nope, that's the number 1 answer on the board. Good try.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Door.
Nope, that's the number 2
that's
answer.
That's what I was saying. Hodor, Hodor.
Oh, too sad.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Hold the car?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Hold the muscle mail.
What's your answer?
Mail.
Yes! The number 3 answer on the board. Fill in the blank. Hold the mayo. 10 people answered that. So because you got it, you win a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con at Bartle Hall. It starts next Friday through March 10th.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you. You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real quick and get all your info. Real quick, what are you doing this weekend? Big plans?
I work at a jazz bar. I bartend, so that's what I do on the weekends.
Oh, tell us the bar. A lot of people visit our city. Where is it?
It's actually right down the street from Comic-Con. It's Johnny's Jazz Bar and Grill. It's also B&B Theaters.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's right. I know exactly what that said.
Going on for that weekend.
Well, good. I'll come by and say hi. I love that place, by the way. Thank you
awesome.
For listening. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Thanks a bunch.
You bet. Natasha Bedingfield. It's a nice comeback for her, by the way.
Yeah, that song's had a resurgence because of the movie starring Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney called Anyone But You. It's made over $200 million, and that's his Serenity song in the movie. Sydney Sweeney, in multiple interviews this week, in fact, in the last 2 days, has hinted that they are talking about a sequel, which I think would be great.
Rocket,
it's
really?
What are those hand gestures you're doing while she's talking?
I was waving.
To yourself?
Yeah.
With both hands?
We're about to get out of here, so I was just waving goodbye to you.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Just curious.
All right. Any plans for the weekend, guys?
I'm going to go see my son's play. If you like plays, go see The Mousetrap at KCK Community College. They're doing it tonight. And he's the lights. So if you're like, you know what? Oh, my God, this is the best lighting I've ever seen in a play. That's my son.
That's usually what it works, because I was a drama student, too, in college. And
yeah.
That's one thing. You have to really do everything.
You have to learn all the tech
not
and everything.
Just acting in
that's
the shows.
So you can actually have a real job that pays money someday.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Learn from our mistakes. I'm having lunch today with a newborn baby. I'm very excited to see how my daughter reacts to it, because we're going to have our own newborn very soon. What about you, Bib?
I am going to relax. I enjoy the weather. Watch Caitlin Clark play basketball, her last game before she probably goes into the NBA draft. If you've never watched her play, and if you have kids who like basketball, or little girls, she's truly amazing. It's just so fun to watch. All right, Steve's coming up next, but before we leave,
we always take a moment to have a second look. If you saw this on a paper, how would you pronounce it?
Okay.
C-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N.
Civilian.
Her name is Caitlin. The V-I-I-I Caitlin. Is the Roman numeral 8.
Stupid.
So okay, her name is Caitlin, which is also stupid because there's no T. It would just be Caitlin.
No, because 8. There'd be a T.
All right, that sounds stupid.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Well. Her name is dumb, not you.
No, I feel dumb now, so no. I'm going to stop talking. That's what's trending on Nick.
Trisha feels dumb.
No!
Way to go, Tara.
No!
You know that's going to haunt her all weekend?
I know.
I feel stupid.
Don't. I already forgot guys, that happened. She's going to keep thinking about it.
There's a T in the word 8, if you don't know. 8.
Not everybody knows that, Teresa. It's not a big deal. Just get that wrong.
It's not just A. It's 8.
It was really weird. She got upset about that and said she had to go to the bathroom and came back and her hair was all wet. Like she'd been flushing her own head in the toilet.
She was just angry.
I was like, it's not that big of a deal, girl.
8.
All right, Casey, until Monday, have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.